Peter, good morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So, Peter, why do you think it's such a good idea to leave these decommissioned rigs out there just in the middle of the ocean?
Well, first I'd probably say I don't know if I would stand by it being a good idea across the board. I think that in some situations it's a lousy idea, and in other situations it could be a fantastic idea. So what we found from our research is that these oil and gas structures, when they've been sucking oil and gas out of the ground for the past sort of 30, 50 years, the structures themselves have become hotspots for marine mammals, fish, and invertebrates. In fact, some of the highest densities of fish in the world are found on these oil and gas structures. There's also been observations of rare and endangered corals on these structures. So they're a bit like an underwater oasis. And with this global peak in offshore structures that are due for decommissioning, there's about 6,500 of them around the world due for decommissioning, we've got this question of whether or not they should be left in the ocean or removed. So to reef or not to reef, that's the question.
Well, what are some of the arguments against keeping decommissioned rigs in the ocean?
One is that this is not the natural state of the ocean. And that's been one of the challenges that Greenpeace has raised. And I fully appreciate the advocacy role they play for the environment. But it's very hard to turn back the time on the oceans. We've changed the oceans in such profound ways, and it's possible that we need some human solutions to human problems in this case. Australia has 2,000 wells, 30 platforms, and thousands of kilometres of undersea pipe around its Commonwealth waters. It's about a $40 billion liability to remove those structures. But current legislation does require us to remove them. So we're going to have to think very hard and do some transparent research to make evidence-based decisions about whether or not to remove them or leave them in place.
Does leaving the rigs in the ocean, is that detrimental to the environment at all?
Well, there is the risk that you'll spread invasive species. There's the risk of contaminants leaking up through the food chain. No one wants to eat fish that has contaminants from an oil structure. That latter one is not really a big concern from a research point of view based on the data we've seen coming out. We could alter natural food webs. And then we could also have, strange interactions in these rigs. We've seen in the Gulf of Mexico, for example, high numbers of large fish that eat a lot of the smaller fish because of these structures. So there are some concerns out there, and I think we need to basically work through each of those and make a decision about whether that's something that might justify removal or whether or not it's enough to leave them in place based on the benefits.
If you're just joining us here on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Associate Professor Peter McCready about whether we should be keeping decommissioned rigs in the ocean. Now, Peter, let's just talk about the economy for a little bit. What are the economic benefits that would come from leaving these decommissioned oil rigs where they are?
Well, let's say there's a $40 billion liability for Australia of decommissioning these structures over the next 50 years, some of that burden would fall on taxpayers. And what we've seen from rigs to reef policies that have been developed in other parts of the world, California, for example, we've said, well, if the oil and gas sector is going to save so much money from this, then a large proportion of those savings should be put back into environmental causes. So what if we said, let's put half of the total savings industry back into schemes that improve the conditions of the ocean. It might not have to be oil and gas related or deep sea related. It could be more coastal issues, cleaning up microplastics, or it could be improving coastal vegetative habitats, seagrasses, salt marshes, mangroves, any number of these coastal areas that have been heavily degraded. So there is a potential win for the environment if you can come up with some sort of arrangement where the oil and gas sector passes on some of those savings to the environment.
Right. Well, that's all the time we've got for Peter. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.